Aircheckdownloads.com.
And they really don't come much better than that to start the show. Lighthouse Family Ocean Drive and The Beatles' Norwegian Wood. Wonderful stuff. So hello, welcome to Tuesday Night. This is Mark Goodyear in for Richard Ellenson on Radio 2's famous late night show. Tonight for your entertainment, Songwriter of the Week, we'll continue to thumb our way through Madonna's songbook. The What, When, Where game with some decent prizes to win, including albums by Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin and Madonna. This is the clip that's had you beaten so far.
And now he turns and lights the flame.
Now, the music in the background is a huge clue. We've had several suggestions, all of which are wrong, including last night the lighting of the Olympic flame in London in 48 and Muhammad Ali at the Olympics in 96. Those are both incorrect. I'll play this one more time. The music is the clue.
And now he turns and lights the flame.
0500 288 291. That's 0500 288 291. Callers now. Can you triumph tonight? Go on, let it be you. What's happening, when and where? 0500 288 291. As far as guests go, it's good stuff all the way. We'll talk with Wayne Hemingway about the topic which has kept several of the tabloids very busy today. Posh Spice and her body piercing. Ouch. And later, a live studio session performance and a conversation with Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Currently top five with her song Take Me Home. And currently in the pub getting ready to do the show. Is it my imagination? Am I being nostalgic? Or does this sound extremely fresh? Title song from The Nightfly, Donald Fagen. Before that, Wayne Hemingway and Roxy Music, Love is the Drug. Hi to Jess on the email from Helen in Cornwall. Good to know you there, Jess. And Edwina Orbin, emailing on her telly. Nice to know you there, Edwina. Email's on mark.goodyear@bbc.co.uk. The webcam's on as well, and I promise you it'll look a lot more glamorous when Sophie Ellis-Bextor comes back from the pub and sings for you sometime around 11:15. I just came back from holiday where I had a chance to reread a great book, Nick Kent's book called The Dark Stuff. It's a collection of his journalistic encounters with people who are prone to rock and roll excess, in which there are some wonderful things about Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. I've been in this town, so I'm back in the city. What, When, Where on the way. Will we have a winner tonight? Sophie Ellis-Bextor live in the studio and Madonna, our Songwriter of the Week. Two more from her. Wonderful Beach Boys, Heroes and Villains on 88 to 91 FM. Radio 2 from the BBC.
The news at 11 o'clock. This is Patrick Lunt. BBC News at 4 minutes past 11. Our next at midnight.
88 to 91 FM. BBC Radio 2.
Blondie on Radio 2, always touched by your presence, dear. It's Mark Goodyear for Richard Ellenson with more great songs to come, including our Songwriter of the Week next.
On Saturday nights, join me, Stuart McConey, for The Critical List, here on 88 to 91 FM and online at bbc.co.uk/radio2.
Okay, so Songwriter of the Week is Madonna on Radio 2. All being well, she should be continuing the Drowned World Tour in Chicago later on tonight. In America, there have been some pretty good, but some mixed reviews, particularly from long-term fans who say she's not doing nearly enough of her old songs for their liking. And with tickets costing several hundred dollars in some cases, they might have a point. Tonight, we'll play you the lead single from what was really her late 90s comeback album. And by that, I mean the album which really brought her right back into the center of the stage as far as selling records is concerned, Ray of Light. And we'll also hear a theme song for a movie she didn't star in, Beautiful Stranger, which she co-wrote with British producer William Orbit for the Mike Myers, Austin Powers film. Madonna, Songwriter of the Week. This is Radio 2. It's 10 to midnight with Mark Goodyear for Richard Ellenson. Hello to Paul Foster in Bromsgrove. Thanks for your note on the email. And Martin Law from Old Portsmouth too. mark.goodyear@bbc.co.uk. Email's on till midnight. Tomorrow in the afternoon, Steve Wright in the afternoon with paparazzi photographer Jason Fraser and June Whitfield. Special guest as a new series of Ab Fab is about to start on BBC One. And the other side of midnight tonight, it's Janice Long. Hello.
Good evening.
See, we must share with the listener.
Yes.
This thought that I know that you're a long way away, but in the old days.
In Birmingham.
We used to phone people up, but now We converse by email.
Oh, it's clever, isn't it? Isn't it fantastic?
At least we get to talk in the end, though. Otherwise,
but I don't know what I did before email.
We communicated properly. We spoke with each other. Do you remember that?
Yes, we did actually talk.
And people use email now to avoid talking to people, especially when there's something heavy to say.
Mm, yes, it's a very easy way to get out of things as well, isn't it? But it is fantastic, just the fact that you can go brrrr and it's all done.
Communicate around the world.
You know what I'm absolutely hopeless at doing when it comes to letter writing, even like bill paying? Yeah. I hate going to the post box. I don't know why. I just sort of forget about doing it.
Well, you could do your bills electronically now as well, you know.
Oh, yes, I suppose you can, but yeah. I still do that old-fashioned ways.
Any excuse to not pay long, that's your trouble.
No. But it's just that thing, I always forget to go to the post office. It's like when you go on holiday, I don't know about you, but you write out postcards to the world, having a fantastic time, and you stick the stamps on, and you take them home.
Yeah.
And I never forget post to post them.
Or you post them, they get back 3 weeks after you.
Yes, well, that's true. Sophie Ellis-Bextor sounded fantastic.
God, she was great. Her tuning was amazing.
It was
perfectly
lovely.
In tune. So.
Really, really good. And we had little people on the webcam and everything. So.
Spying on us, eh?
Oh, we were.
Have a good show later.
All right, you take care. AirCheckDownloads.com.